The full economic impact and fallout from the coronavirus pandemic will take time to assess. The National Competitiveness and Productivity Council says our economy has been heavily damaged and it'll take time for the labour market and for the country's finances to adapt to the fallout from the past 18 months. Some sectors will recover and gain momentum sooner than other areas of the economy. Dr. Francis Ruan is chair of the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council, which reports to and advises the Taoiseach on competitiveness issues facing the Irish economy. Dr. Francis Ruan, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Can we talk first about some of the scarring effects of the pandemic on the economy? Where are those effects mostly felt?
So the issue with scarring effects is when you get a sort of prolonged downturn in an economy. So people are out of work for a period, they become de-skilled, businesses don't get the chance to innovate and to grow during those periods. So it's an effect on both the enterprises themselves and on the employees. So what you want to do is to keep people in employment and get them back into employment as quickly as possible to minimise those scarring effects. And also then to help businesses begin to generate new activities, because as we know, some of the activities that predated the COVID-19 virus are basically going to be different afterwards. So scarring is really about actioning things immediately so that you don't get a loss. The kind of loss, by the way, that we got very badly after the financial crisis 10 years ago. So they're the kind of effects that a lot of countries suffered and we suffered also.
And can you point...
What we want to address.
Can you point to the sectors that are most vulnerable now?
Well, the sector, I mean, there are obviously sectors that tourism, for example, is a sector that suffered really badly. And a lot of people have left the sector and people have been out of work for a period. So there's an upskilling and uptraining there. There would be businesses in the tourist sector who've had connections with, you know, let's say, international sources of visitors coming to Ireland. Those have to be rebuilt. So you're talking about that sector, I suppose, in particular. But there will be other sectors, again, who will be affected not just by COVID, but also by Brexit. So there's a sense in which we're at a very important stage where there's a lot of activities which, if we get our policies right and we get implementation going strongly, we'll actually minimise the amount of scarring that the economy will suffer on foot of COVID and with helping us to deal better with Brexit.
Let's concentrate on getting those policies right. You say there are four or five steps that need to be taken. What are they?
Well, I mean, in many cases we have in Ireland, we have actually quite good policies. And obviously because of COVID, because it's being dealt with at a European as well as a national level, there are very structured ways that plans that the government now have in place to deal with COVID. So particularly, for example, projects in the digital area and projects in the green area, which are a big part of the total recovery plan. We need to get those into an implementation stage. So, for example, just take one example out of digital. We have a broadband plan, which is to get broadband right across the country, allowing businesses across the country to be able to make maximum use of internet connections. Mm-hmm. That plan was slowed down by COVID. We need to get that plan back on track, back up and running. So that would be one issue. In relation to our green agenda and the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council has pointed this out previously, we've been behind the curve. We've had the right targets, but we haven't been reaching them. And I could see in the last while that, you know, there's a big commitment from government now to meet those. So it's not just about having a set of objectives and targets there. It's about making sure that you have the resources, and that's financial resources, but it's also planning resources and other resources to deliver those, you know, in a very systematic way.
A lot of concentration at the moment on our corporate tax rate. And I know you were speaking at an economics workshop last week and you were saying that we needed to examine these highly concentrated levels of foreign direct investment to address, you said, low productivity in the small and medium enterprise sector. What did you mean by that?
Well, if you look at Ireland's national figures for productivity growth, we look really terrific. And then when you go behind those figures and look at those numbers, what you realise is that there's a concentration of the productivity growth in a relatively small number of companies, in a relatively small number of sectors. Now, we know that's going to be the case because we have some of the world's top multinationals in the country. So that's taken as a given and is a positive for us. But what it masks is lower productivity in some of the SME sectors, in fact, in many of them. And what we really need to do, and it's a challenge which OECD and the EU has recognised, is to basically give SMEs a greater opportunity to innovate. Because at this stage, long-term survival means you're innovating about where, at the moment, so that you've got those products and services and those efficiencies that allow you to compete with others internationally. So in relation to SMEs, what we're talking about is having training very specifically and training supports very specifically for the key employees in the SMEs, in particular for the managers, because they're dealing with, you know, as I say, for in Ireland, it's exceptionally strong because they're dealing as well as with COVID, with digital, with moving over to being more green in terms of their methods of production. And they're also dealing with Brexit. So a very strong focus in the report is on the need to support those SME managers.
Doctor.
And as I say, things like broadband are also very important for them in terms of being able to reconnect with the whole economy, okay, particularly if they're in areas outside the central cities.
Dr. Frances Ruane of the NCPC, thank you very much for your time this morning.